The featured company is a paid client of Proactive Group Holdings, and this recording is disseminated by Proactive on its behalf.
So it's in what we call battery technology readiness level 4, which is the electrical chemical optimization of this complete new technology, which is very fast charging, 60 times faster charging, similar economic density levels of lithium ion. That means it goes just as far, but it's really fast charging.
Hello, you're watching Proactive. I'm joined by Graphene Manufacturing Group Managing Director and CEO Craig Nicol. Craig, very good to speak with you again. You've just secured a 20-year Australian patent for thermal XR. How does this strengthen GMG's long-term competitive position?
Yeah, great to be back on. Thanks, Stephen. So basically, the patent enables us to kind of lock away this area, obviously in Australia, but we expect it to flow through the rest of the world as we progress our patents through. In this graphene coating and heat exchangers, which is we believe is a very large market, over $20 billion sales opportunity. And that the patent, I guess, there is specifically around using a graphene thin coating for a heat exchanger and improving heat transfer, whilst also resisting corrosion as well. So a 20-year patent is I think, the creme de la creme, and we're very happy to get it.
Craig, your case study showed double-digit efficiency gains in cooling systems. How scalable are these results across industries like airports, data centers, and also industrial plants?
Yeah, so these results, which we announced just 2 days ago, very interesting. We've been working on the condenser side of the air conditioner, which is on the outside. These results were on the inside of the air conditioner, which means they are applicable on all types of air conditioners around the world, whether they're water chilled or air chilled or however they might be operated on the outside. This is on the inside, and we are just reducing the pressure it takes to move the air through. So they're extremely scalable. This was on a very large unit, but you can see this operate in many different areas of, as you said, air conditioning, refrigeration, data centers, and many other areas where you could see massive amount of airflow and reducing that by using our coating to get more airflow through. 6-7% increase on just the coating alone, and then another 6% or so on washing and drying is a massive increase for these companies, these applications.
You recently raised $6.9 million through an offering. How will these funds be allocated between energy savings, batteries, and also scaling graphene production?
Yeah, they're focused generally on increasing our stock levels to be able to launch our products, our small pack products, which we'll be coming in and announcing shortly. That will enable us to start distributing globally. So really, this is around building stock so we could look to sell it and obviously generate, you know, what we're hoping to do is push into a significant revenue this year coming.
Craig, can you give us an update on your aluminium ion battery project with the University of Queensland and when investors might see commercial progress?
Yeah, so we've been working on this now for 4 years. Overall, we've been working on graphene for 8 years. So it's in what we call battery technology readiness level 4, which is the electrical chemical optimization of this complete new technology, which is very fast charging, 60 times faster charging, similar economic density levels of lithium ion. That means it goes just as far, but it's really fast charging. That is in later stages of electrochemistry optimization. The battery has never looked as good as we've ever had it before. It's very, very exciting. We're doing our weekly sprints. We're going up to 20 cells for every scientific experiment to get the density data, the real dense data that we need to optimize this. We are working with one of the best battery innovation centers in the world of Indiana, the BIC Indiana, and they're able to scale even much further. We expect to scale with them all the way through this year and through next year, provide cells out to people to who will be looking at testing this. And then we're looking to do a large commercial production in 2027.
Craig, just finally, can you tell us how you're approaching partnerships and supply chain development to move from pilot projects to consistent revenue growth?
Yeah, so there are two phases to this. One is the very large companies that we've been working with some time and we've been talking about them. Obviously, they run under the NDA. We are working with Rio Tinto publicly on definitely with the battery, and they're obviously looking at our energy saving products as well, because obviously that's something that they're focused on as a company. So the focus there is to work with these big guys to work out how we can help them move their energy and emissions in big material ways. They're obviously very large projects to get these materials and into their operations. But at the same time, we're going to be launching these distribution palletized products that enable distributors anywhere in the world to pick them up and distribute them and bring them into a more of a fast-moving consumer goods arrangement. So we build up our revenue through a blend of those two. And then, of course, as the battery comes on, that revenue can come through there as well. So it will be a blend of revenues across our products and across different types of customers. We see that from our learning in working in large oil and gas company product manufacturing companies. That's the best way to have a really good blend of revenues and mixtures. So the risk is not all sitting on one particular customer. And that's well in train. We should come out with some news on that shortly.
Greg, I hope you'll keep us updated with further progress. Thank you very much for taking the time today.
Appreciate your time. Thanks, Stephen.
Greg Nicol is Managing Director and CEO of Graphene Manufacturing Group.
The featured company is a paid client of Proactive Group Holdings, and this recording is disseminated by Proactive on its behalf. It is for informational purposes only and does not constitute investment advice, an offer, or a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Viewers should conduct their own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making investment decisions. The views expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Proactive Group Holdings, trading as Proactive Investors, or its affiliates. No responsibility is accepted for any loss arising from reliance on the information presented.